Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this morning. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now get a hold of us, listen to us 3 days a week. We have Wednesdays, a Stress Buster show from 3 to 3:30. Fridays, Phone In Friday from 12 to 1. And Sundays from 10 to 11. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And you can also email us with any questions, comments, or any feedback or any ideas at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And if you've missed our shows, you can go and download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on the Blog Talk Radio page. We also have a Facebook page called Divine Goddess Radio, so we would appreciate and love if you went and liked our page. This episode is brought to you and paid for by Marie Langley, intuitive realtor, and Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader and energetic therapist. You can reach Marie if you want an individual, group, or corporate setting at 651-303-0555, and the same for Beth at 651-900-4136, or we do it together. So welcome, everybody, to Sunday.
Welcome. So what we are going to talk about today is just a basic spirituality show. If you are new to spirituality or you're just awakening and, you know, you're kind of trying to find your purpose and you've started your journey and you're listening to things and you might be hearing terminology and wondering, what exactly does that mean? That's why we're doing this show today, just to get you caught up on what the terminology is. And that way, you know, if you're having discussions or you're reading things, you can kind of get a more of a deeper understanding for what people are talking about. So I guess let's start with the definition of spirituality. What is spirituality? Is it a religion or is it a concept?
You know, and here's the thing is you're going to hear people who are going to define it differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I always ask, what does spirituality mean to you? Because spirituality to me has, for me, and only me, has absolutely nothing to do with religion. To me, it's a philosophy. It's a way of living. It's a way of, you know, practicing, you know, it's a belief system of your inner knowing, you know, following your gut. So you add that all together, and to me, that's what spirituality is. So,
yeah, and, you know, there are a lot of common themes associated with spirituality, such as it's the idea of a process or a journey of self-discovery.
Yep.
And of learning not only a who you are, but who you want to be.
I'm still figuring that one out.
I know, and that's a ongoing journey that we will have and people have. But then, you know, that's what you do. You want to reach beyond your limits. You want to keep an open mind. You want to question beliefs, your old belief systems, you know, other people's belief systems, the world's belief systems. And you also want to try to understand others' beliefs. You know, don't just, because other people may believe something, doesn't mean that you judge them and shut down and say, I don't believe what you believe, so that's it. You want to keep that open mind.
Oh, and that's the one I have to work on. That's where I have to work on, that one.
Well, and also, you know, you want to, as you're doing your journey, spirituality is also being connected to yourself and to other people. And it's also that connection with the whole world. So as you are trying to find your way in what you're doing, you want to keep in mind that everybody is connected to everyone throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not separation.
It's not separation.
Or isolation.
And
that's the choice that we make. Yep.
Right. And so what you're doing is trying to find that, your journey is trying to find your place in this world.
Mm-hmm.
What is your purpose? Why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
How are you interconnected? So, you know, are you trying to find your direction? Are you trying to find your meaning in life? These are all related to spirituality. These are, you know, if you find yourself on that journey now and you've been questioning, you've been doing things a certain way, and you've got this routine down day in and day out, and it's just not enough for you, and you start questioning, what it is that you want, that is spirituality.
I'm questioning it all the time.
Right. I mean, you know, and people, I know I've been asked this question, you know, well, what religion are you? Well, what religion is your show? And it's like, no, it's not a religion. It is not, spirituality is not a defined set of rules that you follow, which religion dictates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, spirituality is wide open. You are allowed, your mind goes all over. You question everything. You keep your mind open to possibilities. You know, your explanations for things are not something that's written in a book. It's something that your mind can open up and try to figure out, okay, what exactly is the reasoning for this?
Well, and it's vast, you know, and it's endless, because we don't even know everything there is to know on a conscious level. So it's like our definition of spirituality in human form, I'm sure, is completely different when you go in, and if you were to ask a, you know, just for me, because I can go and ask so many other individuals that exist out in the universe going, what does spirituality mean to you? And they, I mean, the first thing they do is laugh going, oh, you humans.
Mm-hmm.
You and you're having to sit here and put it in a little box. And it's just like, so it would be really interesting. I should go do that sometime to see what they have to say.
You should. Because I mean, try this one time, because I do this every once in a while. You know, at night, if you're in a place where it's clear,
mm-hmm.
just step outside and look up at
oh.
all the stars
mm-hmm.
and start imagining how vast our universe is.
And what's all out
and,
there.
Yeah, and how we're just a teeny
we're
tiny
best.
Part.
Yes.
And just start imagining what is out there, how far does it go? It's endless. And then as you start thinking that and your mind is like, I mean, my mind gets blown when I just keep thinking how it keeps going and going and going.
And, you know, and the thing is, science doesn't know everything, because they only know what machines can tell them, and as far as we can go out, like with a spaceship, you know, with a, you know, so they can only go out as far there. But when you sit here and think about it, it is vast. There are crevices, there are dimensions, there are planes.
Yeah.
It's like it could blow your mind. It really is Star Trek-y. It's very Star Trek-y.
It is Star Trek-y.
Where do you think all those movies came from?
Exactly. Yeah.
And you have portals. It's like, yep. Man, I'm telling you, wormholes. Oh, my Lord, I tell you.
Right. So that's, you know, when you start questioning those things and you start realizing that there are other forces and other things bigger than all of us and bigger than what we're told, that's when your spirituality starts coming in.
Yeah.
That's when you start thinking, okay, I'm just a tiny speck of a much, much bigger,
much bigger
plan.
Picture. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, and here's the thing is, you don't have to be scared of it. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just with the little information that Marie and I have even said with what she's saying, that can overwhelm a lot of people. But it's like, just look at it differently and go, God, what are the possibilities? Look at it that way. What are the possibilities?
Mm-hmm.
If we're here, what else could be going on out there? And if we're doing this, what else could actually happen? So go with it that way. Just switch your mindset, shift it that way, and just be open to going, well, you know what? Let that be the foundation or at least a starting point of doing research, and that research could be, you know, books that you read, people that you encounter, you know, classes that you start taking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you're not going to have all the answers in one day.
Right. And I've known many people who, you know, when I've met them, have been very closed-minded, I guess, you know, that they feel that their book of worship is the only thing out there and there's nothing beyond it. But I knew one person when I met her, she was that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would start having conversations and then her mind would get a little curious
mm-hmm.
and then she would start asking more questions. And then she started reading other books, and now she is the most open-minded person. She's open to everything. And, you know, but it's because she started questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have conversation and something, and you know, somebody else may say something,
mm-hmm.
and your mind goes, wait a minute, yeah, that's right. Well, what about this, this, and this? And then, you know, it just takes off from there.
You can't ignore what your soul is telling you. When somebody, you could sit here in your consciousness, have this certain mindset, which could be closed, but you see that you're very, very open, but this is just the way it is because you feel safe. It's a structured piece of it
mm-hmm.
because somebody has given you those rules. But it's okay to sit here and step outside of the box. It's okay to question things. And it's okay to, no matter how it might sound to somebody, even if it's crazy making, to sit here and look at it differently, going, okay, take away the pieces that might feel right to you. Your soul is never going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can be so close-minded, seriously, and somebody says something, then yet there's a part of you to where your body's going, ah, that's your soul that's talking, going, listen, wake up, you know, explore that some more. But that's where it can, you can have that dark day of the soul, because that's when you're going to sit here and you're going to contemplate, oh, my God, what do I believe? Because my belief system has been shaken.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You're not going to have all the answers. And that's, you know, spirituality to me, it's a lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifelong
thing. Oh, absolutely.
Thing. You know, you're never going to know everything there is to know, in, you know, at a conscious level.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but, you know, my experience is, like, all I can do is speak in my experience. But
right. Well, and I think, you know.
It's an adventure. Look at it as an adventure.
It's an adventure. And that
journey.
Adventure comes when, like I said before, you know, you've got a certain way of living,
mm-hmm.
and you're just going, God, there's got to be more to life than
oh,
this.
I grew
that
up
is the main
that.
Question. There's got to be more to life than this. And that's, you know, I felt that all my life, but then, you know, you get involved in
life,
regular
life.
But then as things shift and your life changes and, you know, you get a little bit older, you're like, okay, there is more to life than this. Something needs to open up. I feel like my soul needs a bigger purpose and has a bigger purpose, and I need to explore that.
I always felt like I was dropped off from the mothership. Oh, what the hell? How did I get on here? What is this place? I seriously. And then I'm finding out a lot of us did. We felt like we were dropped off. So it's like, oh, my God, I had no coping skills.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I've heard kids say, you know, that I think the most common thing you'll hear with some kids is, I feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like I don't belong. I feel like I'm an alien.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And they probably most likely
are. Little do they know.
Yeah.
Little do they know.
Right. So here are some questions to consider when you're opening up to a spiritual view of life. Number one, what if this world is a school for the soul, a place of learning and growth?
Mm.
Number two, what if the experiences most people label as bad end up being some of the most precious transformational tools you ever encounter?
Exactly.
What if true wealth is measured very differently than how the IRS would have you believe?
Oh, yeah.
What if the most important action you can perform in this life is to expand your own awareness into the highest realms?
Yes.
So, you know, if you contemplate on those questions, I think those basically, I think those are the ones that people really, if you talk to people who are very much into spirituality, these are the questions that people start asking themselves. You know, is it better to have a materialistic life or a spiritual life? We need physical money to live on this earth.
Thus far.
Yep, yes. Thus far. But is your life driven?
Money isn't
money.
Going to enhance your soul, though,
right.
That's the thing.
Or is spirituality going to? And I think, you know, even though we do struggle financially and we need that and we're always asking for it because we do have to live in this world, when we're living from a spiritual way, our souls feel more enriched. I do anyway. I feel like
mm-hmm.
I feel like my life has gotten a lot more fulfilling by living the spiritual way because I look at things differently now. You know, I look at people and how they react. I see their behavior and I question. I question it differently now. Not like, God, you're such a blah, 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 but what is it that you're going through?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you reacting this way?
Mm-hmm.
What is your soul trying to tell you that you're not listening? It's a completely different way of thinking, though.
Just since I've known you, it's amazing how far you've really come. It's like, wow. Like, in a year's time.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, if you are going to follow this path, you've got to walk your talk. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, and I have to say, I feel really good inside by practicing this. So,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Me too.
And being this way. So
I have, and just so you know, you guys, you have your days. Like today, I don't feel like I'm walking a lot of my top, but I'm also shifting. There's some old masculine stuff that's coming up, so it's like, girl, you know, but It's just shifting in consciousness, and just some of the stuff that you said is reminding me what it is that I'm here to do. So thank you for that.
Yep. And, you know, another important element of spiritual growth is to become more self-aware. And you can practice that anytime and anywhere. So take a moment to observe yourself right
now. Self-aware.
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Are you nice? Are you relaxed? Are you taking nice, relaxed breaths? I mean, notice your breathing, you know. Is it gentle?
No.
Is it fast-paced or stressed out, shallow?
Yeah.
You want to get yourself into that gentle breathing. How is your posture? Is it supporting your body? Are you able to focus on conversation or if you're reading on the words? Do you let outer distractions distract you from?
Oh, yes, I do.
So those are kind of things to watch. Look upon yourself with a kind and friendly eye. You know, just be aware of your inner state, but don't judge it. Because one thing you'll learn is that no matter what you're feeling, if you're feeling a certain way, just let yourself be okay with that, because there's a reason for it. You, like Beth is releasing.
Breathe through it. And my thing is, the thing that you said right now is I have to remember to breathe. I've been told that time and time again by my higher self. And it's like, you have to breathe through it, because what you remember when you're going into what feels like struggle, all it is energy that are issues in your tissue. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remember to breathe. And when you breathe and you take those deep breaths in and out and continue to do it, it shifts. You shift through it a lot faster. So that's what I needed to be remembered or reminded of, is I have to breathe through it. So you're not going to hear me for a second. I want to go do that.
So then you want to gently align yourself, adjust your posture if necessary, and then put a little more effort into focusing on the ideas, either that you're reading or that you're thinking about. And, you know, sometimes not-so-spiritual thoughts may come up. And, you know, while you're contemplating or you're working through things, don't let that stop you, because these are things that need to be swept out and cleared. You need to be aware that your body is trying to get rid of any old beliefs or any old feelings. And as you start doing more self-awareness and you start going within yourself more, you're going to find these thoughts coming up. And it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Just let them go. They're coming up for a reason, and they need to get out. Because as you get those feelings out, then you're moving up, and you're moving up the level. So.
And then just remember, you guys, again, through my personal experience, nobody has to struggle like I do, but it's when you're going through this, you're reestablishing a healthier and newer connection with how you are on this earth plane right now. Because the way it used to be, you're reexamining it, reevaluating it, and that's what you're trying to decide, what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And when it doesn't work for me, why doesn't it work for me? You don't have to analyze it to death, but just so you have resolution with it, so you can have closure with it, and you can let it go, saying, thank you, you served your purpose at that time, but it's no longer serving my highest good now. So I shifted that fast with remembering to breathe through it, so now I feel much better.
Well, and also, you know, when you are taking those deep breaths,
yeah,
what you're doing is you're allowing oxygen and energy to fill your body. And so that's how you keep that harmonious relationship with the universe around you. It's the life force. I mean, oxygen is our life force. So remember, every once in a while during the day, if you're having a hectic day, if you're, you know, have a stressful job, just take a few minutes, sit down, and just quietly take in a deep breath and visualize oxygen coming in through your mouth or your nose and going top to bottom in your body. And just view it as life force coming in and renewing your body. And, you know, sit with that for a minute and just feel it. And then notice, do you feel energized after that? Do you feel more calm? Take a couple breaks like that during the day. It will help.
Now, just a little side note, this whole week, my guides and my higher self have been saying, Beth, you need to breathe, because I tend to forget. I can get all tense up, blah, 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 blah. And that's a sign that there's stuff that's coming up and it's passing through. So I have different things that I notice when I'm going through my stuff. And so what have I not been doing? Breathing. It took me coming here, you having to say that, for me to go, that's right, I'm supposed to take the time to breathe. And now, this morning, I was saying to my guides and my higher self, I wasn't being so nice, and now they just went in and saying, that's all we were trying to do, was take some deep breaths. So it's like, oh, my Lord, I had all this drama and chaos for nothing.
And I can feel it, too, because my shoulders get tense.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The last couple of days, all of a sudden, my, you know, shoulder blades have been tightening and tensing again, and I'm going, I need to stop and breathe for a minute. I'm doing the run.
I feel it in my diaphragm.
Know? Yeah. So when you do take a minute, you know, if I take the minute just to breathe in and breathe out and sit for a minute, I can feel it all.
You know, and also if you're slumped over, like I'm somebody who walks very tall because I was brought up that way, and it does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And this week, now that you're bringing that to my attention, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, look at these. They were giving me signs because I was ignoring them. Well, that was the human piece. But now it's over and done with. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. And then, you know, you also want to get to know your spiritual heart because
yes.
Spirituality is a shift into the knowing of the heart.
And now it's the high heart that we've moved into.
Right.
And people are moving into is the high heart.
So basically, your spiritual heart is a non-physical space of communion with spirit.
Yes.
So intuition
yes.
is a big thing that your spiritual heart guides you with.
And that's where we divinely express ourselves.
Yeah. And that's a deeper way of knowing. So when you have that gut feeling,
mm-hmm.
when you're, you know, faced with a decision or you are trying to figure out something for yourself and you get that first gut feeling that, oh, I should do it this way, or you do something else and said, oh, I should have gone with my gut, that's your intuition. Pay attention to it because that, as you pay more attention to it, that's your spiritual heart opening up. And with the spiritual heart comes unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
So unconditional love, you know, when you have your spiritual heart open, everybody that you look at is your spiritual brother, mother, sister, father. So if you start looking at people that way, you have love for people regardless of their actions.
Oh, yeah.
And when you send that unconditional love constantly out, that helps shift your whole world around you. And you're doing it with love and not with judgment. So if you have circumstances with family or work coworkers where, you know, they're not always on their best behavior and you want to try to shift it, instead of talking to them with anger or frustration, shift your words so that you look at them and say, you know what, I love you no matter what, and I'm going to talk to you that way and see if you get a different reaction. That's that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're driving and somebody, you know, cuts you off, instead of flipping them the finger, flip them a heart and say, I send you unconditional love, you know, and then observe how it makes you feel.
For the most part, I do that. Yesterday was, now that I think of it, wow, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, those are some things that are related to spirituality. I mean, you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your body,
mm-hmm.
you are not putting that judgment out there, you're sending out unconditional love, you're opening your spiritual heart,
mm-hmm.
you're paying more attention to your intuition,
mm-hmm.
and these things, you know, usually people will start feeling as they start their spiritual journey,
mm-hmm.
then you have the awakening that
mm-hmm.
comes
mm-hmm.
behind it. And the awakening, the spiritual awakening is, you know, when you are running your life a certain way, you're going to start noticing that certain things just don't measure up the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see things the way you used to. You don't tolerate things, not in a negative way, but you just, you know, your food, your body starts changing. You can't eat certain foods, you can't drink,
yep.
your sleep patterns
yep.
are different, you end up waking up
mm-hmm.
at certain times of the night,
mm-hmm.
and you really feel like, literally, like when I first started, I felt like my body was changing from the inside out, and you know, you experience things like itching on top of your head, or mm-hmm. you feel like something's crawling, or you might have some dull headaches, you know, that's your crown chakra opening and your third eye opening. Sometimes people have issues with their stomach.
Mm-hmm. Or there's an inner nagging. I've heard a lot of people going, God, it just won't, I can't let it go. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, well, that's just, you know, your higher self and your guides getting your attention.
Right,
so.
Right. People will start seeing and noticing signs.
Yes.
You know, you may notice things come in three,
yeah.
a certain sign. You might see numbers. You might all of a sudden start to see pennies and dimes on the ground or feathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're awakening, your guides and angels are going to start showing you, hey, we're here, we're here, we're here.
And you might feel this attraction. It's almost like it feels magnetic at times towards certain individuals and what they're saying. So you're drawn to the right people at the right time, you know. So it's paying attention that they're giving you messages of good, and they're not here to tell you what to do. They're just here to guide you, and then you decipher and discern for yourself. Again, don't blindly trust anything. But it's also trusting that inner compass and that inner knowing that you have. That's what intuition is. And we all have that. It's a God-given gift.
Right.
You know, we came into this world with it.
Yeah. So, you know, and as you are going through your awakening process and you start getting, you want to learn more and you, you know, you might be start reading things on the internet
mm-hmm.
or books or listening to radio shows, you're going to run across some terminology. So what I thought we could do is we can just start going through the terminology
mm-hmm.
and we can give a definition
mm-hmm.
and then maybe talk about it if we're drawn to talk more about that word.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to do them in alphabetical order. So the first one, first term that you might hear is ascension.
Exactly.
So ascension is transcending into a higher spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental limit of our current dimensional space, thus shifting our whole self into a higher realm. So basically, when you are starting your spiritual journey and you have gone through the awakening process, as you start to awaken more and more and your soul starts learning and becoming more aware, you start ascending. So the best visual would be you're starting at the bottom of a ladder and you're continually moving up the rungs of a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That is ascension.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving higher and higher up into the higher dimension and frequencies.
Exactly. You know, and right now what we're going through, and it's well, I'm not in the whole wide world because I'd have to literally tune in with the whole world, and I don't want to do that today. But, you know, it's we're going through the – we're ascending from the way it used to be for lifetimes. We're talking centuries. The old, dense, fear-based 3D paradigm. So we went from that, and a lot of people are shifting out of that. There are still some people that are in it. And that's when people are really, really scared, really distrusting. That this is the war-torn country, still the 3D aspect of it. They're shifting. There are people who are shifting into the fourth and are going into the fifth. And the fifth is when you're experiencing joy and bliss. And that's when you're experiencing it at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're creating really fast, which would come across as manifestation. But you can bounce back. A lot of us, like Marie and I, go back and forth between the fourth and the fifth. And then you have different layers or levels of those dimensions. You have the higher, the middle, and the upper of the levels. And you want to really strive for the highest level of the fifth dimension and higher. And the fifth dimension is where you do, like I said, you'll manifest a lot faster. So you want to be very mindful of what your thoughts are, because
mm-hmm.
your thoughts are a lot more powerful than the words that you're saying out loud. They, I mean, the words we say out loud are just as powerful, but our internal thoughts is what can create our, you know, our exterior reality. So just be very, very mindful of that. And the fifth, the new ascension period right now is where our soul, again, there are people who have their philosophy and their viewpoints on what it is, but our soul, the goal is for our soul, because our bodies, our physical bodies are becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. There is there are people who believe that in the future, and we're talking down the road, but how far the future is, that could, a minute from now, a second from now is the future, who believe that our bodies, our physical bodies, will literally become so light that you can see them. They're very transparent. So it's like, God, I'm waiting for that day. So what that consists of is that our soul is supposed to be joining us in physical form. But before it can be in physical form, we have to remember it's a high vibrational energy body system that cannot exist. Think of all the stuff that we store in our physical bodies, all that stinking thinking, because that's still a part of the human process. Because we forget that we're not human beings, have a spiritual experience. We're here having a spiritual experience in human form. And so now we're connecting and intermingling and integrating that whole process. And it is a process. It's not as quick as magic, one, two, three. I wish it were that simple. Because as we're shifting and we're ascending, it's all this stuff. You can have really good days, and you can have days that you feel like, oh, my God, I've gone 20 steps backwards. But that just means that you're in a new period of shifting, and those are new issues that you need to look at, let them come out. Don't get caught up in them, but it's to really shine the light on them and be grateful for those experiences, because those lifetimes that you experienced, whatever you experienced, that knowledge, that experience, those lessons go back to the soul that continue to bring in that awareness. And you become bigger and bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter and brighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. And the whole goal is to remember that our soul is, you know, you want it to be of pure love, of pure love. So can you look at everything that you've experienced, no matter what it has been, past, present, you know, past and present, this lifetime, past lifetimes, can you forgive? Can you show that unconditional love and acceptance and not say, well, I can accept it as long as it looks like this, as long as it acts like that. But you know what? It doesn't always come in a pretty package, but can you love it no matter what? And as you love it no matter what, it takes away the fear from it. So that is the big, that's a big answer to that ascension. But ascension is huge because that's where we're all at right now.
Right.
And that's where we're all at.
To visualize 3D versus 4D or 5D.
Yeah.
Imagine you're at a restaurant with a group of people, and everybody's having a conversation, and you're there, and the, you know, the gossip and the drama is going around and round and round, and you are fully engaged in that. You know, you're also in there talking and gossiping, and that's 3D. Now imagine you're in the same group of people, but you are stepped back, and it's like you're there, but your body might be sitting at the table, but your soul has stepped back about 10 paces, and you're listening to the conversation, but you're not part of the conversation because you really don't want to be part of that drama and gossip. So you're there, but you're quietly sitting, and it's like you're an observer 10 feet away watching yourself at this table, but not being drawn in.
It's like recognizing there's a tornado. Do I jump in it? Or do I walk away from it? But that's the 4D, is you recognize and go, no. And then the fifth, let's see what the fifth is, Marie.
The fifth is...
I want to see how you're going to describe it.
The fifth is when you're invisible and you're sitting there and people don't realize that you're there.
Well, the fifth is the fifth is walking away from it, saying, nope, I love you, but I love myself more.
And that's when you choose to... You know, but that's when your choice comes up.
Do
you want to be a part of it or not?
Yes, exactly.
So... You know, you can say, listen, I love you guys, but I got to go. You know, I need to leave.
And it's also being able to say, you know what, I don't give you permission. You say it with this tone of voice, with love and light. I do not give you permission to put that into my space. And that just by saying that, even though they're not listening, they are listening at some level. It's helping them shift, and you just took back your power going, and I'm making a conscious choice of saying, I don't allow that in my space anymore.
Right.
And you can walk away with it, and you're not worried, are they going to be mad at me?
Yeah.
Are they ever going to talk to me again? And if they phase out of your life, oh, well, it's their loss. And it's season, reasons, and lifetimes, you guys. It's like a braid. We weave in, we weave out. We come in, we go. We come and go. Nobody's meant to be together forever and ever, you know, in a sense, a human sense, because otherwise you're going to be stuck still and stagnant.
Right. So, you know, I mean, it's like one of those things where you're in a group and everybody wants to do all this stuff, and you're just going along with it to be part of the group. But when you get to the 5D, that's when you're like, you know what? No. You guys go on ahead. I'm just going to take off. And I find myself doing that a lot more. And I don't feel bad about it. I don't care. It's like, I don't care if you think I'm fuddy-duddy or whatever, but I just don't want to be part of it.
I must have been in the 5D when I was a child. I've always wanted to be, I've always been by myself.
Okay, so now let's move on to the next terminology, and I know that people have heard of angels and archangels.
Yes.
So
they're fantastic. God bless them.
Yeah, so angels are usually viewed as the spirit of a supreme divine being sent to do the tasks
yep.
of that being. So, and every tradition is different, you know.
Yes.
Some will say that they have free will, and some will say, well, they're extensions of the supreme being's will. And archangels are members of the second choir of angels. So they have their own little hierarchy.
Yes.
So you have your archangels, which you have, like, specific...
And they have different roles.
Different roles.
They rock.
So when you have a certain situation that you're going through, you can actually call on a specific
mm-hmm.
archangels. And we've done shows on the archangels, so you can
yes,
always go back and listen.
Yeah.
You know,
Archangel Michael is rocking right now, people.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the angel of protectors. So for whatever reason, I had to tell you that. I know there's a lot of cords and attachments trying to latch onto people, so I think that's maybe why he's making sure that he's here, because he said, say my name, but he also wants credit with me because he's on overload with me, let me tell you.
And, you know, and then that's another thing, too. If you're in a situation where you're with somebody or you feel like somebody is you don't want their energy anymore and they're always after you,
mm-hmm.
you can call on Michael and say, Michael, please cut the cord with
mm-hmm.
this person. I no longer wish to have that attachment. And all you have to do is visualize. I have a vision of in my head of him, you know, flying down with his sword and going, whack, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's a good visualization. That's a good way to bring him up and say, Michael, bring him in your head, have him with his sword and cut that cord. Visualize the cord. Slash. So...
Hey, who is, just a little side note, who is the divine entity that has all the arms? Isn't it an Indian goddess?
Yeah.
Is it six Shakti. Arms?
It's Shakti.
No, what do they do?
Shakti is power.
Don't they have a sword also?
They have everything. They have a sword.
So good at visualizing. Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, they have a lot of weapons there. Okay, so then you probably heard the term aura.
Yes.
So an aura is a field of luminous, multicolored radiation around a person or object. And so what that is every person has a color field around them. So when you say, okay, you know, maybe you've gone to an expo and you've seen aura photos, somebody taking aura photos, or you've heard the expression, people will come and say, wow,
you have a great aura.
That is the color that is emanating around your physical body. And auras can change, you
yes.
know, depending on what you're going through.
And they can change in seconds, you guys,
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah. So when you go and have an aura photo, it's capturing exactly what is happening with you right there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the aura that's with you 24/7,
mm-hmm.
you know. And remember, auras can have holes in them.
Yeah.
So when you're going through
sickness
or any
depression,
kind of emotional,
yep.
you know, emotional issues, your auric field can have holes in them.
You can also have no aura in the, when I have witnessed this, again, this has only been my experience, when you don't have an aura, that can mean that you're on your way out, exiting from your physical body. When I used to see that nobody had, or there would be a gray cloud over you with no aura, that meant you had 2 to 3 weeks to be in physical form. But just last year I witnessed it with somebody who had no aura, and it was for a full year. So she was in the process of transitioning, and I'm witnessing because I'm working with people who are various in ages and, you know, different diagnoses and disabilities, and I'm noticing that a lot of people don't have their auras and they're still around. So I'm noticing this is a new thing, and I've come to the conclusion, and I've asked around, when you don't have an aura, that means you're just not protected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but your life force energy is coming to a completion. So, and until, and most people are not transitioning out of physical form until they have their earth things taken care of. That's, I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I'm finding that most people are not exiting, so that way they can ascend a lot quicker and easier, and they're not earthbound and lingering. So,
yep, and then we have the term channeling. You've probably heard channeling.
Yeah. channeling.
And these are techniques that, you know, mediums or psychics use to speak to the spirits. And also, channeling is, you know, if you are some, like, writers may channel words as they're writing their books. Or sometimes when we're on the show and talking,
messages.
Yeah, we're getting messages. Messages coming right through from spirit.
And then just so you know, because that can be our own spirit, that can be our higher self that we're channeling, but it can also be to where we're channeling certain angels, archangels, or ascended masters that are coming in and saying, well, you say this. And so that's usually when I do that, then I give them credit because it's their words, not mine. I'm just doing the interpretation.
Right. And then chakras. We've also done shows on chakras.
We have.
Chakra basically literally translates to wheel. That's what it means. It's from the Sanskrit word wheel. And what chakras are basically energy points on our body.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of different energy points, seven major chakras, and now as we move into the fifth dimension, there are 21 major chakras. So, and they all govern different parts of our body. So when you hear, you know, you might hear the term, well, my chakras are out of whack. That just means your energy points are not aligned and not spinning in the right direction, and the colors are not as clear as they should be. When all your chakras are aligned, your body is in sync with with itself.
And remember, when they're out of sync, it can create disease if it's not taken care of, so you want to do stuff with it, because all it is a shift in thought and blockages.
So then we have some Claire words. So we can go over the Claire words. You might have heard some of these.
Claire.
Clairalliance, clear smelling.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to smell a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, if you are sitting around and all of a sudden you smell tobacco or you smell a certain perfume, that's clairalliance. So you're smelling.
And they say that when you smell, if you can smell things that are not of this world, I grew up and I smelled garbage all the time. My mom would be going, that's just in your head. And it was like it was universal sewage. Mm. And here I was literally smelling all the crap that was out in the universe. And then I ended up finding out, you know, into my path of accepting who it is that I am through teachers who were literally thrown on my path, just walk into my life. They were thrown onto my path who said, Beth, when you can smell, you have all these gifts. You're very multi-wired. I had no idea, but that when you can smell things that other people can't smell, your other senses are wide open, mm-hmm. which Marie will sit here and start talking about.
Mm-hmm. So then you have clairaudience. So clairaudience is a psychic ability to hear things that are beyond the range of the ordinary power of hearing,
mm-hmm.
such as voices or messages from the dead, spirit guides, angels. So if you hear that term, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Then you have claircognizance, which is clear knowing, the ability to know something without receiving it through normal or psychic senses.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the feeling of knowing. You just know something is right around.
And especially when you have these wise kids who are going, oh, my Lord, they haven't had the life experiences. They're very claircognizant, mm-hmm. very claircognizant.
Yep. And then you have clairgustance, clear tasting,
mm-hmm.
which is the ability to receive taste impressions.
Oh, yeah.
Spirit.
And it is possible, people.
Mm. Interesting.
You can have a spiritual pie in their definition of what a pie is. We did this in a class I took once.
Oh,
it was really cool. I didn't think it was possible. But that explains so much growing up going, oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then you have clairsentient, which is also known as psychometry. So if you ever hear that word, same thing. It's the ability to hold an object or touch someone and sense the energy surrounding that person, place, or thing. So a clairsentient is an individual who is empathic and senses energy. So that means when you're empathic, you're picking up on other people's emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think clairsentient, sometimes you see that in movies when people are trying to find missing people, they'll hold a person's clothing or something, and they're trying to pick up on the energy from that.
Exactly.
Then you have clairsentience, which is clear feeling, and that's a condition in which the medium takes on the ailments of the spirit, feeling the same physical problem as that person.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes you'll see mediums who are saying, well, I'm feeling like, you know, heavy chest or heart. Do they have a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. That's what clairsentience is. Then clairvoyant is the ability to gain information about an object, person, location, or physical event through means other than the human senses, which is extrasensory perception, so ESP.
Which one was that?
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant is when you can
one who
see.
Sees clear.
When you see clear, yeah.
So when you're seeing clear images, you know, like you're seeing a dream, but you're awake.
Exactly.
That's clairvoyant.
Yeah.
So those are the clairs. Then you may have heard of the term crystal. Crystal is basically a solid material which, you know, molecules and ions have a orderly repeating pattern extending in all dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So crystals, you know, we use crystals when we're talking about stones, rocks, and gems, and they, all of these hold the Earth's energy. And then help us in our healing, depending on the properties that it carries.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crystal.
Now, have we talked about the most important thing?
Not yet.
Oh. Do you even know what it is?
Energy?
Yes, there we go. There we go. I'm going.
Yep,
the most important thing.
Energy. So energy is an attribute of objects and systems that is subject to a conservation law. There are different forms of energy, and any form of energy can be transformed into another form, but the total energy remains the same. So that's
so it's
the
shifting,
definition.
Yep, it's shifting, it's moving because it's made up of atoms, and it's, you know, it's forever moving, and when it's not moving, that means it's stuck still and stagnant. Now, here's the concept, people. We are energy. We are spirit in human form.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think you get caught up that you are just your physical self, but you're not. You're more than that. And if anything, that's what I want you guys to hear the most is that you are made up of energy.
Yep.
So imagine how vast you are, that just parts of you that exist in your physical body, but you're more than that because you have all this stuff that's outside of you as well. You don't realize how powerful you are. So.
Right, and remember, everything is energy.
Everything.
Every material thing that you see, look around your room.
Even if it was made of plastic, that everything came from the earth, yes.
Yep. And, you know, when the angels come in, they're energy. When spirits come in, they're energy. We're energy.
Yes.
So if when you start, that's another thing that when you start thinking about it, it kind of blows your mind. So you have to go, all right, yeah, let me try to wrap my head around that one. But if you do it in pieces, you know, then it kind of starts making sense to you, and then you can relate things back to it a lot better when you realize that everything is just energy.
Yes.
Even money is energy.
Yes, it is.
You know,
believe it or not, it's in physical form, but before it can come into your life, it has to, you know, it's in, well, anyways, it comes from a machine. All it is energy. That's all it is energy. I guess we don't have to get technical on that.
So the next term is etheric. I'm sure people have heard the term etheric, but they don't really, you know, a lot of people don't know what that means. So that's a term for the invisible double of the human body as the first or lowest layer in the human energy field or aura. It is said to be in immediate contact with the physical body to sustain it and connect it with higher bodies.
Yeah.
So when you hear etheric field, because a lot of people will say, okay, this is in the etheric field.
Mm-hmm.
The etheric field is basically we have our human body and then we have
the mental and emotional, your spiritual, and then we have our etheric body.
Etheric body, which is...
It's way out there.
It's way out there. So you have the physical and then... You know, we were talking about aura,
mm-hmm.
so the human energy field is the etheric.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine physical and then out there. The out there is etheric. Let's see. A grid. You may hear grid because if you're learning about crystals, you may hear the word crystal grid or creating a grid in your room. And that is an interconnected system for the distribution of energy or electromagnetic signals over an area. And these are usually made with crystals. So say you want to create a space in your home
mm-hmm.
where you want to make it a sacred space where you might do your prayers and meditations, and you want a certain energy to come into your house or be surround you.
Yep.
You would do that by making a crystal grid.
Yeah.
So that is aligning different crystals in a certain pattern. and then keeping that space, you know, clear and just for that thing where you might want to use it for manifestation or prayers or whatever you want.
Yeah. You got it.
And then another word you're going to hear is ego. The ego is our computer system which stores all of our experience. It's an important part of our personality which gives us the strength to live our daily life. It can be a wonderful gift when it's used wisely. So, and then let me go to intuition. So an understanding without apparent act, the act by which the mind perceives. So you have ego and you have intuition. The ego, what the ego does, I look at the ego as our self-protection. It's our checks and balance. And it also, if ego is not used properly, it can hold us back from using our intuition, if that makes sense.
Ego keeps us in fear. Here's this, again, this is just where I'm at right now. As we're ascending into the fifth dimension, ego is phasing out, and that's where a lot of us can be in that it can hold us in the lower energies because it's like, what is my role? I've kept you safe for so long. The ego is the one that kept us in the fight or flight. It's the one that told us, do not go down that dark alley. It is not safe. Well, right now, when we're in a heart-centered way of being, it's about trusting, and it can create that fear because it's unknown. It's unknown things. There are people out there, and I don't know what I believe in it yet. That's some of the stuff that I'm questioning, too. There are people who believe that ego no longer exists. Well, it does, because where's my fear coming from then? And, you know, so, but I do believe that ego is on its way out. As we ascend, it no longer will have a purpose. It will blend in with all that is. Because all that we're doing, you guys, all of our energy that's lower, it's being transmuted, but it's coming back to us. It's not like it's going elsewhere and disappearing, but it's going out there being transmutated. And everything you put out there, it's coming right back to you. So don't you want your energy to be the purest of all? I mean, it's affecting you, whether you think it is or not. It is. It's coming back to you. So
let me put it. Let me give you an example of ego. You know, every profession, let's keep it at profession. You have a number of professions, even in the spiritual world. You have people, you know, who are out to help people, and that is that's their life purpose. But then you get the ones that are, oh, well, I'm so good that, you know, people only come to me, and I'll charge $1 million because I'm the best. That's ego talking. You know, there's a difference between putting yourself out there for the better of others and for people's highest good and for your highest good, and then and doing it only for your for selfish purposes, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, let's put it this way. So just for those of you who are going to go, what, we can't charge for our services? It's like if that's your main goal, is that you're going to make money from it, then that's coming from a different place. That's not a heartfelt place. But, yes, we are worthy of providing a service, and our time is getting paid for. So it's like, just so you know, those of you, because I know there's others, because we're going to hear about it, that's not what Marie, that's not how I'm interpreting it as.
No, that's not what I meant to say was, it's the purpose behind it.
It's the purpose behind it.
Yeah.
You know, is it heartfelt? Do you want to provide a service, or is it, hey, I'm going to get rich and that's all I care about?
Right.
You
know? That's more easy.
And there are people out there who do this work who that's what it is, but I would say the vast majority of us aren't.
Right. And so this next word can be a result of that. So I'm sure you've heard the word karma.
Yeah.
The result of our past actions coming back to us in the present, both positive and negative. The negative ones we are here to transform into positive experiences. So, you know, I mean, you hear the term all the time, I don't want to create any bad karma, or, oh, God, karma's going to get you when you when you do something. So be mindful of your actions. Be mindful of what you do to others because, you know, the things that you do to others that are not in a positive light can come back to you. And they can come back in this lifetime. They can come back in the next lifetime. So just be very careful and mindful of how you treat others.
And I was going to say for those of you who right now are going, you know, I sit here and I do my best. I'm of service. I'm doing all the right things, but nothing good's happening. Don't take it personal. It isn't personal no matter how much it it might feel like it. But on that simple note, you might be finishing karma from a past lifetime mm-hmm. that you exited early because you were too tired or you were too fearful of having to face the consequences. So now this might be the lifetime that you're finishing it out. Like, this is my lifetime that I'm finishing it out. And, Lord, has it been exhausting. And that's where I can have my moments of ego stepping in, because it's like I, the human, am so tired of all the stuff. You know, but look at it from that perspective, and if you can look at it from that going, okay, you must be finishing up from a past lifetime, know that in the end that there will be, don't have the focus and focus on, well, I'm going to be rewarded, but in the end it's going to, there's going to be a divine spiritual payoff for it. So you want all that taken care of before you cross over, because your soul only benefits from it, remember.
Right.
Your soul happy, you happy.
Right. Now, one thing that I've noticed there's been a greater increase of as the veil has started to get thinner
yes.
and people are more aware, are orbs. And what orbs are unexpected, usually circular artifacts and photographs. And so sometimes the artifact leaves a trail or, you know, you'll see a bunch of white round objects in your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are orbs. And what they are, invisible spirits, auras, angels, ghosts, energy fields, you know, all sorts of things. And I know that orbs are showing up a lot more in pictures, people's pictures, because as I see them, even on Facebook, I'll look at people's pictures and it's like, wow, do they even realize there's a ton of orbs in these? But, you know, as the worlds start to combine, you're going to see that more and more.
Hey, you know what? Did you say anything about veils so people know what veils are?
No, go ahead.
Veils are, the best way to sit here and say it, are just layers to the universe, It's almost like curtains. The best way to describe it, I would guess I put in the analogy of like a curtain. And the curtain is like you're on stage because the world is a stage. The whole world is a stage, and it's being lifted up. And so that veil is getting thinner and thinner. So look at it as it's aging and it's becoming older and more see-through. So, you know, that's the best way to describe it. So, anyways.
Yeah, and then our last term that we'll talk about is spirit guides, because I know a lot of people hear the term spirit guides. So spirit guides are persons who have lived many former lifetimes, paid their karmic debts, and advanced beyond a need to reincarnate. So each spirit guide is assigned to watch over an incarnate person, not only on this earth, but on many other planets throughout the universe. So many believe that spirit guides are chosen on the other side by us and God before we incarnate, and then they guide us to follow our life's plans. So when you hear, you know, like if you go for a reading or you hear people saying, well, my guides or my spirit guides or your spirit guides, it's usually someone who's been assigned to us to help us. This is kind of like our, I guess I look at it as my little protector over my head, kind of sitting over my shoulder going, all right, you know, whispering in my ear going, no, don't, you know, no, you probably shouldn't do this. No, go this way. No, go that way. Quick, turn this way. Oh, let me help you avoid this accident. It's just someone who's there helping you.
Because they can see things that we can't see. So, you know, and it can be individuals that we never knew. It could be, you know, loved ones who have crossed over and have come back, but it's done on a soul level.
Right.
Usually has been done on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
I should sit here and say that. So.
So when you hear that just think that, you know, you've got, it's someone who's there guiding you along your path.
And the thing is, I truly believe in everything that I've seen. Everybody has them, and we have more than one. We have many. I have mine.
They can come and go, correct?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
they can come and go. And like mine, you can have daily. Well, you can have some main ones that stay with you, and then you have others that will switch off, and they all have different roles. And like I sit here and joke all the time, and they do. Like there's a tag team for me. They're going, God, our job is done. Give us 24 hours off.
Well,
so,
see,
you know.
And for me, my thing is I want to know who my spirit is. I have a certain person that comes around because I smell them.
Yeah.
They have a certain smell.
Yeah.
And so I always say, oh, you're here with me. Great. And thank you for being with me. But I still have yet to identify who they are. And that's one thing that I want to
Here's my thing, just because I've done this in readings before. There are guides where they don't want you to know their name, and there's a reason. There's a reason because it might be to where it's – to build that bond with them, to learn how to trust. And remember, they all have personalities themselves, you guys. They have personalities themselves. Many of our guides have had lifetimes with us, so they're going, hey, remember that we've had this experience. It's all about trusting. So some will not give you a name until down the road. I've had some to where I see them and they won't give me a name, but I work a lot with the angelic realm and I work with other beings, and the other beings come and they go, but like Archangel Michael and Ariel comes in a lot. Well, anyways, we're getting towards the end of our show, you guys. I hope you walk away with, more of an awareness of what spirituality is. Remember, this is just Maria and my food for thought. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you next Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Have a great day,
and we send you love
everyone.
And light. Have a great rest of the day.
Yep.
Bye.